So what I want to do this morning is give you the instructions for entering the jhanas. It's actually rather absurd for me to be giving you the instructions this early because nobody's ready. Okay? But you're all going to get ready at different times. It's going to take a while for everyone to settle in, and some people will settle in fairly quickly, and some people will settle in, well, after, a longer period. I usually figure most people take 3, 4, 5 days, really, to settle into a retreat. So there is no perfect time to give the instructions. So I'll give them this morning, so that at least you'll know what you're aiming at. And so when you do get settled, then you know what to do. And I'll repeat them in a few days as well. So as I said last night, the idea is to generate access concentration. We can define access concentration as being fully with the object of meditation. So if it's the breath, you're knowing each in-breath, you're knowing each out-breath. And if there are thoughts, they're in the background and not pulling you off into distraction. Your mind doesn't have to go completely quiet, okay? But you have to not become distracted. Remember, samadhi is best translated as indistractability rather than concentration. Okay. So in order to generate access concentration, you need to do some sort of access meditation. Meditate with an object that will take you to access concentration. And as I mentioned last night, you could use the breath, you can use metta, loving kindness meditation, you can use the body scan or sweeping, which Mr. Goenka has made famous in the West. And I'll talk today mostly about using the breath. Okay, and then if you want to use the metta as your access method, then talk to me in your interview. I'll talk a little bit about it, but we can talk more in your interview about that. And then in a few days after people get settled, I'll do a guided sweeping meditation, and you can see how to use that. Okay? So, for all of these, you need to sit in your comfortable upright posture. Get yourself settled in. And then you put your attention on your meditation object. And no matter what the object is, you're probably going to get distracted initially. And it's no big deal. This is how our minds are made. We are the descendants of creatures that were paying attention to their environment, looking around, checking things out. If they got too focused on picking the berries to eat and didn't see the saber-toothed tiger, they got eaten. They didn't reproduce. Okay, so this is just how our minds work. Just like hearing. Sometimes you don't want to hear anything, and yet somebody makes a sound and you hear it because that's how you're wired. Okay, it's the same thing with your mind. You leave your mind turned on, it's going to want to think about multitude of things. And so what we're trying to do here actually goes against millions of years of evolution. It's still, though, quite a useful thing because there are no saber-toothed tigers in this room. All right, so it's perfectly okay to let your mind really focus in. So when you become distracted, it's not a big deal. Simply label the distraction, relax, and bring your attention back to your breath or other object of meditation. And you'll have to do this repeatedly. But eventually, you'll find that your mind does settle on the object of meditation. And as I said, I'll talk mostly about the breath. So you're getting distracted, you come back to the breathing, you get distracted, you come back to the breathing. And eventually, you find yourself not getting distracted anymore. It seems to settle in. And you're knowing each in-breath, you're knowing each out-breath, and thoughts don't pull you into distraction. This would be access concentration. You want to stay there for a while, right? It's not like you follow 3 breaths in a row and, okay, yeah, you're at access. Give access concentration a chance to deepen. The move to the jhanas requires even stronger concentration. So let the access concentration build by staying there for, well, I say 5 to 10 to 15 minutes. Because by then your sense of time is rather distorted. And so what you're trying to do is stay there for a while. And yeah, you're not going to know the 5 or 10, 15 minutes. So just stay for a while. Estimate. There can be some signs that are indicating that you're getting concentrated. Most people find that as they start to get concentrated, the visual field changes. You close your eyes right now, it's black. Okay? But as you start to get concentrated, you might see purple blobs, you might see laser light shows. Ignore all that. There's nothing you can do with it. It's just a sign you're beginning to get concentrated. Another visual thing that might show up if you're well concentrated is that your visual field might become bright. You might see a diffuse white light. It's almost like you're meditating on a cloudy day and the sun comes out and it seems like it got brighter behind your eyes. Or you're sitting in a dark room and somebody turns up the dimmer switch and it's getting brighter. This is a sign of good concentration. Some people see it all the time. Some people never see it. Most people see it sometimes and sometimes they don't. So if you don't see it, it doesn't mean anything. If you do see it, it simply means that it's a sign of good concentration. There's nothing to do with it. When you saw the sign Barnum's Error, there was nothing to do, right? You just knew where you were. You didn't have to stop the car and pull up the sign and put it in the trunk of the car. You just knew where you were. Same thing. If you see the diffuse light, it basically means entering concentrationville, right? So, yeah, this is a good thing. And as I say, some people always see it. Some people never see it. And most people see it sometimes and they don't. So if you don't see it, it doesn't matter. If you do see it, it just helps you know that, yeah, concentration's getting good. But there's nothing to do with any of the visuals, including the diffuse white light. Another sign that might appear if you're using the breath as your concentration technique is that the breath might get very shallow. You start out, it's normal breathing. And then after 15, 20 minutes, you seem like you're not breathing very much. You might even get a little worried and think something's wrong. I need to take a deeper breath. Wrong. This will actually take you away from the jhana. It appears that the onset of the jhana is accompanied by either an increase in carbon dioxide or a decrease in oxygen in your bloodstream. We don't have any empirical evidence of this, but it certainly seems that this is the case. So if you take a nice deep breath, then you take yourself away from the jhana. If you're following the breathing and it gets very quiet and it's really difficult to follow and it's been like that for a while, or if it goes away completely, and there you can't find any sensations. You haven't stopped breathing, right? You just are breathing so minutely that you don't notice the sensations, right? If this happens, there's a trick. And the trick is to drop the attention on the breathing and put your attention on a pleasant sensation. Now, you might be wondering, what pleasant sensation? Well, you notice the Buddha statues, they all have that little smile, the little Buddha smile. If you put a smile on your face when you sit down to meditate, and you keep putting it back on when you notice it's fallen off, by the time you get to access concentration, it will be a genuine smile. Yeah, I know, it feels fake at the beginning, and it doesn't have to be a big smile. Just, you know, a little bitty, you know, Buddha smile. The smile isn't just for artistic purposes. It's for teaching. right? So you put a little fake smile on your face, and you got distracted, and you notice it went away, so you put it back on. And you keep doing that, making it a habit to smile. Then when you get to access concentration, you'll have a pleasant sensation, 2 centimeters from where you're paying attention to the breath. So just move your attention to the pleasant sensations of the smile. Pay attention to the pleasantness of the smile. Now, the smile, if it works, works really well. Unfortunately, it seems to work for only about a quarter of the students that I work with. If the smile doesn't work for you, you will need to find some other pleasant sensation to work with. The most common pleasant sensation that people report is in the hands, a sort of warm, tingly glow in the hands. So drop the attention on the breathing and put your attention on the pleasant sensation in the hands. And just enjoy the pleasant sensation. If you're doing metta as your meditation method, then you'll probably find a pleasant sensation in the heart. Stop doing the metta practice and put your attention on the pleasant feeling in your heart center. Other people find that they get pleasant sensation in the third eye, top of the head, top of the shoulders, soles of the feet. You name a body part, and I've had some student find a pleasant sensation that they could shift to in that part and stay with it. Now that's the tricky part, because a pleasant sensation, it's pretty mild, pretty subtle. It's not doing anything. With the breath, I mean, it's really exciting. It comes in, it goes out. Pleasant sensation just sits there being pleasant, not even strongly pleasant when you first start. So you're going to need good concentration to be able to stay with a subtle, pleasant sensation. This is why you need to stay with access concentration for a while. So, either once you get to access concentration, stay with it for 5 to 10 to 15 minutes, and then shift to the pleasant sensation. Or, if the breath really just isn't working anymore because it's gotten so quiet, then shift to the pleasant sensation. Once you make the shift to the pleasant sensation, now comes the really difficult part. Do nothing else. Just enjoy the pleasantness of the pleasant sensation. Now, by the pleasantness, I mean that aspect of the experience that enables you to know that it's pleasant. If somebody were to ask you, is that pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral, and you say, it's pleasant, what is it about it that enables you to know that it's pleasant? Whatever that is, that's what you're focused on. It's not so much the location or how strong the pleasant sensation is or whether it's increasing or decreasing. It's just the fact that it's pleasant. Now, it will have a location. And it will have a strength, and it hopefully will start to increase. If you can stay focused on it and just enjoy the fact that it's pleasant, then it'll slowly start increasing until it suddenly takes you into a very altered state of consciousness, full of rapture and happiness, is the usual translations. The Pali words are piti and sukha, P-I-T-I and S-U-K-H-A. P-T is translated as, I see, rapture, euphoria, ecstasy, delight, glee. It's an excited, energetic release. It hopefully is pleasant. Many people find it seems to run up, particularly run up the spine. It's a strong enough sensation that if it happens, you'll know something's happening. It may make your hair stand on end. It may make you vibrate. It may manifest as heat, almost like a hot flash. All right, so I never know how it's going to show up for people. But it's an energetic release. It has this physical component to it that's pretty unmistakable. And it's accompanied by sukha, which is an emotional sense of joy or happiness. So the first jhana basically is that piti and sukha arise. So glee and joy arise. And they sustain, and you can sustain your attention on that experience. So actually the instructions are very simple. Sit in your comfortable upright posture. Put your attention on your meditation object, like the breath. If you get distracted, label the distraction, relax, come back. Eventually you get to access concentration, where you're not becoming distracted. You're fully with the object of meditation. Stay at access concentration for a while. Then let go of that object. Let go of the breath. Put your full attention on something that's pleasant. Do nothing else, but enjoy the pleasant, and the jhana will come and find you. I talk about doing the jhanas, but actually you can't do the jhana. What you do is you set up the conditions so that the jhana arises. What you're trying to do is set up a positive feedback loop of pleasure. You know, positive feedback loop. If this was a microphone and I was to hold it up to the speaker, it would make a horrible noise, right? Everybody's familiar with this. What's happening is the ambient noise in the room is going in through the microphone and then going into the amplifier, coming out of the speaker louder, going back into the microphone, getting amplified more, coming out louder still until it makes the horrible noise. You're attempting to do the same thing, only instead of with noise, with pleasure. You get your mind quiet enough so that you can hold it steady on a pleasant sensation. Being able to hold your mind steady on a pleasant sensation, well, that's pleasant, which adds a little more pleasure to the experience. Well, adding a little more pleasure to the experience, that's pleasant, which adds a little more pleasure to the experience. Okay, you get the picture? It just starts adding until it erupts into piti and sukha. But although the instructions are simple, yeah, generate access concentration, find something pleasant, stay focused on it, it's a little harder to do than it is to say. A pleasant sensation to just sitting there, yeah, it's subtle. So you've got to get good access concentration. And so how do you know you have good enough access concentration? Well, mostly experimenting around. Learning the jhanas is a lot of trial and error. Actually, it's trial and error and error and error and error until it finally works. Okay, so You get what you hope is good enough access concentration, and then you put your attention on the pleasant sensation and see if you can stay with it. If you put your attention on the pleasant sensation and then you get distracted, you don't need to label or anything. Just relax and come back to the pleasant sensation. But if you find yourself just doing nothing but getting distracted, yeah, you didn't have enough access concentration. Go back to your breath or metta or whatever. Get it stronger. And then try again with the pleasant sensation. Now, if you put your attention on the pleasant sensation, you get distracted, and when you come back, there's no pleasant sensation, nothing to do but go back to generating better access concentration because you didn't have good enough access concentration. If you shift to the pleasant sensation and then it goes away, yeah, nothing to do but go back to the breath or whatever. Your access concentration wasn't strong enough. So this is probably going to take quite a bit of experimentation. One of the difficulties is that you've worked for years to be with the breathing, right? And now that you can finally stay with the breathing, I tell you, forget about the breathing, Right? You can't be with the pleasant sensation and the breathing at the same time. It's just not going to work. You've got to be as best you can 100% with the pleasant sensation. All right? So forget about the breathing, even though I know, yeah, it's kind of hard to forget about the breathing. Right? But do the best you can. You just have to keep experimenting. The breathing is like the key. When you come home to your house or your flat, you pull out your key, you open the door, you go in, you close the door. Do you keep the key in your hand? You know, you're fixing supper, you got the key. Watching TV, you got the key. No. You put the key on the dresser or in your pocket or purse or whatever. It's done its job, you let it go. The breath is the key to get you to access concentration and to get good access concentration. But once you have the good access concentration, yeah, let go of the key. And now shift to the next object, which is the breathing. And just stay with the pleasant sensation. If you can do that, eventually, not right away, the pleasant sensation will increase on its own until it turns into piti and sukha and takes you into the first jhana. Often what happens, though, is people are on the pleasant sensation and after a little bit, nothing's happening, and they go, nothing's happening, which, of course, guarantees that nothing will happen. Right? You can't comment on nothing that's happening. All you can do is enjoy the pleasant sensation. Or something starts to happen and, something's happening, which, of course, makes it stop happening. All right? Or you try and help it. You don't know how to help it. So that doesn't work either. You have to become a human being rather than a human doing. You're just being with enjoying the pleasant sensation. That's it. And the jhana comes and finds you. It's sort of like your mind is a pool of water, and normally there's lots of waves in there with all the thoughts and everything. But you meditate, you get to access, and it gets very calm, very still. And then you drop in a pebble of pleasure when you focus on something pleasant, and the ripples go out to the sides of your skull, and they bounce off, and when they come back, if you don't disturb anything, they reinforce. But because this isn't a real system, if you don't disturb it, they stay reinforced. And they bounce again, and they come back, and they reinforce again. And if you keep doing that, eventually it turns into a geyser of piti and sukha. Focus on the piti and sukha. I don't really have to tell you that. When the experience comes, it will grab your attention. Just stay with it. Now, one problem that some people encounter is that it starts to build, and then it feels like it's going out of control, and they pull back. This is because it's going out of control. You can't stay in control and go into the jhanas. You actually have to let go into the experience and let the jhana come take you over. The best that I can tell you is that you've never really been in control in the first place. All you're doing is giving up the illusion of control, so it's not a big deal, all right? If the jhanas were dangerous, I'd be dead by now, right? I've been doing this for 25 years, and it's been really good for me. The Buddha mostly went around recommending stuff that was really, really beneficial. So, yeah, it might feel a little scary if it's going out of control. Just let it go. Now, when I say let it go, most people find that, no, and they pull back. If that's happening, if it's starting to go and you get scared and pull out of it, just do it some more. The next time you'll go a little bit further and then maybe pull out. And then eventually you'll get to a point where it just takes over and you didn't pull out of it and you see that it's perfectly safe. Problem solved, all right? But yeah, this can show up that people get, a little weirded out that it's going out of control. But it is safe, and just let it go out of control. It'll take you into a very interesting place. When the first jhana arises, it might arise, kind of mild, not too terribly intense. You've got some body sensations, and you're happy, you got a nice smile, that's usually, fine, no problem to stay with it. But sometimes when it arises very intensely, like you put your finger in the electrical socket. Okay, it's just really, really intense. If it arises and it's too intense, take a deep breath and really let the energy out. Okay, remember I said, don't take a breath if you're trying to get to the first jhana. Switch to a pleasant sensation. Okay? If you've got the first jhana and you want to get out of it, you can take the deep breath then and just really let the energy out with the exhale, and it will calm down. If you do that, focus on the emotional sense of joy or happiness. That will take you towards jhana number two. All right? But if it's not real strong, then you can stay in the first jhana experience for 5, maybe even as long as 10 minutes. Just, enjoying the energetic feeling and the happy, joyful feeling that comes with it. I think that's all that I have. So once again, sit in your comfortable upright posture. Put your attention on the pleasant sensation, on the breath, or your object of meditation like metta or body scan. Stay with it till you get to access concentration, which means you're not getting distracted. You're fully with your object of meditation. Then put your attention on the pleasant sensation. Enjoy the pleasantness of the pleasant sensation. Do nothing else. The jhana will come and find you. Question.
One. Can you repeat that about the Buddha smile again? I didn't understand. When do we put the Buddha smile on? While we're focusing on the breath or after the axis concentration habit?
Put it on when you sit down. Okay? And if you notice it fell off, put it back on. But don't make a big deal about it. So you're just with the breath. And if you get distracted and you notice it's not there, put it back. Okay, but you don't have to do anything to keep it there. All right, so you're just making a habit of smiling while you meditate. Then when you get to access concentration, if the smile is there, it'll feel genuine. If it's not there, then put it on. Okay, and then, you're with the breath and you're smiling a bit, and then just let go of the breath and focus on the smile. Does that help? Okay, so if you're in the first jhana and it's too intense and you want to get out of the first jhana, then take a deep breath and exhale. And if you focus on the happiness that was there, because the exhale will calm the physical part, the intense part, and it still should leave some of the happiness. Focus on that, then that takes you towards the second jhana. Okay? If you've been in the first jhana for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and you want to move towards the second, again, take a deep breath, calm down the physical, focus on the happiness.
Does that mean one could take the first and the second at the same sitting?
Yeah. Once you get good at the jhanas, you can go through all 8 of them in the same sitting. Yeah. In fact, that's what you want to learn to do. You want to at least learn to go through the first 4 in the same sitting. And then, having gotten through them, have plenty of time left over to do an insight practice in the same sitting. That's what we're aiming for. Right? So you got to get, this is a skill. Concentration is maybe a little more difficult than learning to ride a bicycle, but it's a skill that you can learn. Some people in a 10-day retreat learn the skill. Some people in a 10-day retreat, don't get to the jhanas. It maybe takes a longer retreat. And I never know who's going to get to jhanas and who's not. So you just try it out and see what happens. But once you start getting the skill and you start seeing, this is what I do, this is how I get there, and you're 7 days into a 10-day retreat, you're really quiet, you can maybe get through all 4 of them if you know them. Now, if you're first learning it, yeah, maybe you don't get through all four in the same sitting. But eventually, you can get 1, 2, 3, 4 in half the sitting, and then half the sitting you do insight practice.
How do you then do the insight practice? Why are you in the jhana?
You can't do the insight practice in the jhana. You come out of the jhana and do the insight practice. So when you're in the jhana, you're just in the jhana. You're just in the first, you're just focused on the piti and sukha. And that's all that's happening in the universe. All right? And then you would move to doing an insight practice. But if you're in the first, move to the second. Most people who find the first jhana can find the second fairly easily.
Well, what is the second then?
I don't want to give you too much information. Stay focused on the happiness. That's the second, basically. But I'll give you more information in a few days. Just try and get to access concentration. Try and find a pleasant sensation. Try and stay with the pleasant sensation. If the first jhana starts happening, yeah, let me know.
But if you want to come out of the first jhana, you just take a deep breath and do insight.
Right. Yeah, if you want to come out of the first jhana, deep breath, really let the energy out, and then you can either focus on the happiness that's still there and move towards the second, or you can start doing insight practice. I would mostly recommend focusing on the happiness. You're a little too agitated from the first. Better to learn the second. But yeah, when you're first learning the jhanas, yeah, you probably won't be doing much insight practice because it's going to take a while to get settled and try and figure out what's going on. We'll save the insight practice until you get a little more skilled with this. Any other questions? Okay, so we have lots of time. We have about 50 minutes until lunch is ready. So why don't we sit for, say, 40 minutes, and you can try out the instructions. You know, see if you can generate some access concentration, which, remember, is being fully with the object of meditation. If you need to go to the toilet, go ahead and go and come back. All right. Okay, good. And, you know, see if you can just really stay with the object of meditation. And then I'll ring the bell and see if there are any questions afterwards.